Roy Bates was served with a summons on the 28th of September 1966, alleging infringement of the Wireless Telegraphy Act. He stated he would fight the case, the radio station's name would change, and a more powerful transmitter would be installed on the fort.
You're listening to the last 18 minutes of Formula 67 from BBMS 222, that's Britain's better music station, and unfortunately, owing to the fact that we have to do some engineering improvements, and we shall be doing this over the next few days as well, I'm afraid we have to close down at midnight tonight. Very, very sorry about that if you're enjoying the programme. If you're not, of course, it doesn't concern you because you're probably not listening to us, but if you are listening to us, you must obviously be enjoying the programme. Well, I've got another big back to front, something like that anyway, but what I'm trying to say is that we should be closing down at midnight tonight and reopening at 6 a.m. bright and early in the morning with Tony Mandel. How about that? Tony Mandel and the Weekend Special.
We did suffer a certain amount of boredom, you know, there was just sometimes nothing to do. And we did have a fight one day when an old bag of sprouts suddenly found itself and somebody threw one at somebody. And an all-out fight took place using other rotten vegetables. Well, that's how it started. And then somebody threw a bedstead down the corridor, and somebody then emptied a three-pound bag of flour over my head. And you try washing flour out of your hair in salty water.
But there were other problems for BBMS. The station had been fined £100 for broadcasting inside British territorial waters, and it was decided to appeal. But before this could happen, the station closed. There is some doubt as to exactly when, but it would appear to be around Christmas 1966, although there are reports that the station closed after the appeal failed on the 17th of January 1967.
At the time, these stations were being heavily criticised by the government, and I think if you're told not to do something, the natural feeling is to try and do it. And I think this drove a lot of people to be more enthusiastic than they would have actually been.
Ray Conniff, the orchestra, plus the chorus there from their album Hi-Fi Companion, a number entitled I Could Have Danced All Night. Right now I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Britain's better music station, broadcasting on a medium wavelength of 222 metres in the medium wave band. We're going to turn now on Swing Session programme this afternoon to Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, a number here which was recorded in April of 1953. It's called Prelude to a Kiss.
Of course, we were beaten into the ground for the last few months, really, because the appetites were getting very nervous of being with us. There were a lot of threats going on, you know, to them, that sort of people that supply government offices or any form of government thing, they were afraid that they would get into trouble and lose their business or parts of their business. So there was a lot of pressure on. I was prepared to carry on broadcasting. And I said I would if I could get the revenue to come in. But of course the advertisers just would not. They wanted us to keep doing it. They used to ask us to please carry on and maybe they could do something, but you can't run a thing on maybes. You could cut the corners, but you couldn't cut them as fine as that. You know, they were just the Marine Offences Act washed us all up.
Many of the forts are still standing today. The Navy fort at Sung Head was blown up in 1967, and Tung Sands collapsed during storms in February 1996. The Army forts at Shivering Sands and Red Sands are streaked with rust, and their catwalks have gone. Anything that was possibly of any value has been removed from the forts, as former Radio City DJ Adrian Love found when he visited them some years ago.
Like some mean so-and-so have been out there and stolen every available thing, apart from the kitchen sink and the gas stove. And the boatman that we went out with took great pleasure and pride in throwing this gas stove in and nearly threw it straight through the bottom of his own boat, which was rather amusing.
The only inhabitants of the forts nowadays are thousands of seabirds who have made them their home. Home nowadays for Roy Bates and his wife Joan is Ruff's Tower. They moved there in 1967 after Radio Essex closed, proclaiming the fort as the Principality of Sealand. Roy Bates explains.
Again, something that needs doing and it's never been done before. And naturally that attracted me. And
never be done again.
It will obviously never be done again.
Never be done again.
They've all learned how to stop it now, but they'll be too late with me. It's happened, it's arrived. And it's the most challenging thing I've ever taken on in my life, and it's Fascinating. Very, very interesting. Very, you know, wherever you look, there's scope. And it was an idea we had. Well, we had it before radio, actually. Before we went into the radio, we were kicking this idea about. But the thing was, we didn't know whether we could do it or not because the territorial waters hadn't been defined in the British court. But of course, because of radio, they were. And so we knew where we could do it. So it was a two-edged sword for us, really, this Marine Defences Act. In one way it stopped something, and the other way it started something.
Since Sealand was formed, other people have realised its potential, and several violent takeover bids have occurred. These have all failed.
Well, it's set up as a principality, because there's no other way of doing it, really. Nothing else you can make it or call it. And that means I pass the laws. And eventually I will form a Senate, which I will hand over most of the authority to. We have consuls all over the world, we have officers, and we issue our own stamps, our own coinage, and issue our own passports. And we're going to build a large island, a free port, free trade area, rather like the Hong Kong of Europe.
When the island is fully developed, it will house a shipping marina, hotels, casinos, shops, houses, banks, factories, even a radio station.
It will be done as seen in radio, and not as a way of getting at somebody else in some other country.
Sealand is much more exciting. You've got so many different things in it. And of course radio is just one little thing.
Part of it.
It's part of it, but it's only just one small thing.
A lot has happened to the forts since they were built in 1942. It seems that a lot more could still happen.